Welcome to Crispy Critics, a show where we listen a little deeper to the music passing through KVSC and our area. I'm Jeff Carmack, and this week on Crispy Critics, as part of our Let's Get the Hell Out of the Studio Because It's Friggin' Summer series, we're taking a look at the Headwaters Blues Opry, playing this weekend only at the Pioneer Place Theater in St. Cloud. This unique musical is to the blues what The Who's Tommy is to rock and roll. Written and directed by St. Cloud State University professor Rex Veter, with music composed by local blues musician Leon Laudenbach, this jambalaya-soaked musical seeks to answer the question, what is the blues? Does this through audience immersion, soulful original music, and much, much more. We'll start off with a piece from the show as Leon Laudenbach performs Rock Bottom. What is the blues? According to A Short History of the Blues by Matt Perez, blues music started in the plantation fields of the American South in the 18th and 19th centuries. Negro spirituals and gospel hymns merged with traditional African rhythms to form a completely new style of music, forged from the pain and anguish of involuntary servitude. One can only imagine the sense of loss and sadness experienced by the slaves as they were separated from family and loved ones, forced to toil in fields for hours on end in hot summers and freezing winters, constantly barraged with senseless flogging and torture, and denied basics of everyday life such as clean water, hot food, and even reading and writing, basics that are taken for granted to this day. The minor and pentatonic musical keys in which the new form of spirituals were sung perfectly fit the sadness of slavery, or what was best described as feeling blue. To bring this vision and understanding of the blues to life, however, there needed to be a place to do it. Rex and Leon naturally thought of the Pioneer Place Theater. And here's Dan Barth from the Pioneer Place responding when I asked him.
So what's going on with this Headwaters Blues Opry?
I tell you, the Headwater Blues Opry was a project that actually crossed my desk about a year ago. Rex Veeder, who's a professor at St. Cloud State University, had approached me about this project. He had an album that local blues legend Leon Laudenbach had written, and it's something that they had literally been working on for about 5 or 6 years. And what they wanted to do was take this album and turn it into a musical, if you will, much in the style of a typical musical like Jesus Christ Superstar or whatever it is. But obviously the whole basis of it is blues and tells the story of a blues man who's kind of trying to break into the Delta blues scene, but he's a typical white boy from central Minnesota, and it's kind of the story of how he gets there through music. And it's evolved dramatically over the last year. Rex Veeder has written the text for it. Leon Laudenbach has written the music and lyrics, obviously. And it's gotten to the point where it's just a really nice, tight story. And so we're really excited to have the opportunity to premiere it here at Pioneer Place on Fifth Theater.
So what kind of audience interaction are you talking about?
You know, it's done in the style of it's set in a bar, a bar barn, if you will. There's a number of dream sequences that go through it. The audience interaction part that would take place of it is everybody that'll be in the theater is a patron of this bar. You're not going to be asked to get up and stuff, but you might be asked to sing along with some of the gospel songs that go on throughout this whole thing. You might get a chance to shake your leg a little bit on a couple of the songs. But most importantly, you're going to get a chance to try some good old New Orleans Delta food. One of the characters in the show is a cook in this bar that it takes place in. And for this production, we're actually going to be serving some jambalaya, gumbo type things, so the audience will get a chance at intermission to try some of this food that'll be prepared throughout the first act. So it's just a real creative approach to theater and entertainment.
Nice. Yeah, it's more than just a performance. It's more than just seeing a band. It's more than just seeing a play. It's kind of a mix then. It's, the way I understood it was kind of like, you know, Tommy is a rock opera. But this is a blues opera.
Tommy is a rock opera is probably the best analogy, as close as this gets. This story has, you know, the characters that come out of the woodwork, like the barmaid, for example, being played magnificently by Rena House, who has a story of her own, but it's kind of how she crosses paths with Whit Homais, who is the Leon Laudenbach character in the show. You know, and she has her own story to tell. She's a fantastic blues singer, but she's ended up her life as a waitress at the bar. How did she get there? How does she interact with it? And the fun part about it is there's a narrator that keeps coming and going throughout the show called Iron Cat, and that's being played by Rex Veeder himself, who I should add immediately is a heck of a performer. I was really surprised at the first rehearsal I sat in what he brings to the show, and it's a lot. So he kind of drives the story a little bit and gets it moving. Then there are the Pickle Sisters. The Pickle Sisters are kind of the bar flies that hang out at the bar that like to get up and shake a leg every now and then. So Deborah Cox, also from St. Cloud State University, has done the choreography and will also be in the show. You know, so we've got a really great collaboration of blues artists, dancers, actors, all coming together to do this brand new musical called the Headwater Blues Opry. And I tell you, we're as excited as heck to see what happens with this.
Oh, yeah, it sounds great. It sounds great. Well, maybe you can just list off the different performers involved. You've already kind of...
What is really fun about this show is it's got a six-person band that obviously backs Leon, as Leon is the main character throughout. And then it's got the narrator, barmaid, about three or four dancers. So it's got an ensemble of about a dozen people who are working to bring this whole thing together. And Eric, who's playing Big Easy in the show, is a wonderful African-American blues and soul singer from Minneapolis who's coming up to do all of these numbers. And he's a... he runs a catering business by trade. So as part of this character that he has created, he's the cook in this bar, and he's the one that's actually going to be preparing all these fine delicacies that the audience will get to sample at intermission of each of the shows. So
what kind of food do you think is going to be offered?
You know, I we've been talking a little bit about it. We want the theater to take as many senses in as possible. So what we're going to be doing is, as you walk into the theater, you're just going to smell this magnificent barbecue with some jambalaya and gumbo going on. So you're going to get the first sensation you're going to have is just this enormous food sense, and that's just going to kind of hopefully put you right down into the Delta blues as the show starts. And then that continues throughout the whole show, ultimately leading up to a sampling of food. You know, we're not really a dinner theater, but we're going to pretend to be one for this show. It should be a blast.
Right.
And how do you go wrong with jambalaya, you know?
Oh, I know. Sitting down with Rex Veter, and you are the playwright for the Headwaters Blues Opry. Would you like to tell folks where this came from?
Well, it came from a backyard conversation about 6 years ago between my friend Leon Laudenbach and myself, hanging around talking about I've always been a fan of Leon's music. And Leon's always been a fan of the blues and thinking about how to frame that a little bit. And I said, well, you know, we start talking about a show maybe where I could do some of my poetry. I'm a poet. And he could do his music. And suddenly, as I selected songs for this little show that we were planning, a real story started to form in my head, and Leon and I began to talk about it, and Leon had some ideas, and I had some ideas, and we kicked it back and forth, and sure enough, a script came out of this, a play, a musical. And it's an opera in the sense that, you know, most music in Broadway, for example, you have some people get up and they'll dance and they'll do their routine, and then they'll have some actors come out and do their stuff, and it goes back and forth, but it's not deeply integrated. In an opera, the music and the characters are deeply integrated. And that's why this is an opry. It's the band, for example, contributes to the dialogue, and the dialogue contributes to the band, and it goes back and forth that way. So I think it's a fusion of poetry and story and some really, really hot, cool blues.
Nice. So you're also the director of this, too. Yeah, well, what is the distinction, I guess you could say, between... Well, how do you feel the distinction is between the playwright and the director of this endeavor?
Well, I'm sort of the director by default, because somebody has to organize this, and I have some background in the theater and have done some of this. And I've worked with directors all my life, and just as a sort of shout-out, a guy by the name of John Kirk, who was one of my professors many years ago, got me introduced to a fellow by the name of Kenneth Burke. And Kenneth Burke is sort of a famous rhetorician, theorist, examiner of society. And I think I see theater as doing Burke. And through the mentoring of John Kirk on this. And so directing is a kind of way of enacting the vision of the play, and working with the cast and crew to make this a true community experience. They have to be the community that makes the play happen. The playwright doesn't make the play happen. The play happens inside the playwright. The playwright has a vision. He puts it on the paper. Then the actors and the cast and crew and everybody else brings it alive, you know, on the stage. And so being the director is a real opportunity to sort of facilitate that more than direct and tell people exactly what to do, although I want to sometimes. But if you've ever tried to direct musicians, you might know that this is a chore, and so I'm not up to that chore. We kind of have a conversation about what's going on and why, and so it's kind of a community direction critique, kick each other in the shins sort of experience. But you know, as a good friend of mine once said, you know you've had a good rehearsal when no one's lost an eye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
I was baptized in the fountain of youth. I was scrutinized for telling the truth. There's a scandal going on around here, our reflections. Looking back in the mirror, did I mention I was loosing the tooth? I got to move on. Got mountains to move, I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
a transformation. We'll get a new look, I'm salivating. Get me off the hook, I need a martini. Without the vermouth, I gotta move on. Got mountains to move, I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I got my business, I keep to myself, I spent a fortune. My mental health, I'm down. down in a rut, I'm down. I lost my groove, I got to move on. Got mountains to move, I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I'm down, down in the rut, I'm down. I lost my groove, I got to move on. Got mountains to move, I got mountains. Mountains to move, I got mountains. Mountains to move, I got mountains. Mountains to move, I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I got mountains
to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
I got mountains.
Mountains to move,
yeah.
Excellent. So who are you and where did your hat come from?
The fedora. This is Iron Cat. Iron Cat's a character that Stretch Needham helped me discover. He started calling me Iron Cat along with Rex the Flex when he discovered that Domo Origato was kind of interesting. And you know, it's kind of a mixture of Spanish and Japanese. I just love it. So anyway, I can thank him for that moniker. And Iron Cat's become sort of an alter ego, a way of working on stuff and thinking about stuff. And Iron Cat, by the way, is a Jack Kerouac throwback. You know, it goes way back, and he's just a tracking and a hacking at the jungle of the assured. He's kind of, you know, off the road into this roadhouse, so to speak, in the play. When I woke up this morning, you may have heard that before. Well, when I woke up this morning, there were some silver apples of the moon, and they were greeting the golden apples of the sun. There were some pine trees up there, waving against the horizon, kind of black, and some silvery birch trees rattling backbeat among them. The expectations of the day mixing with the longings of the night. Loose end. Breathe in. Let it all go real slow. And then I think of feeling. We gotta let it go, or we can't go on. You know, we own nothing, and eventually it's all real gone. Even our suffering. So who owns the blues? Well, I guess everybody and nobody. You know, even that bagpiper up on the hill with his kilt. He feels the blues, you know. Wah, wah, wah. And friends and neighbors, he probably gives you the blues too. But I do know this, that on this land and on this river, the wide Mississippi, what we hear when we think about the blues is black. And my friends, that's a blessing.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Right on. I think that's pretty good.
Anything, we got it?
Yeah. Anything else you want to toss in there?
I want to give a shout out to to the Mountains to Move crew, a group of students working with me on production and on public relations, and they've created a mission for themselves to promote original music and art and poetry and that sort of thing in this area. And they've shown me the kind of spirit of young people who are interested in the blues, which is an unusual sort of thing. We don't think of that. But they've sort of got a feel for what we're doing, and they're very excited about it as a group of human beings trying to make things better in the world. They get high marks from me.
Touched her wings, she told me love is a precious thing. I thought of women, I thought of sin. It's just a game that losers win. But I believe in my dreams I met her all. And then it seems I close my eyes. There's more to see, cause what's the use when you're not with me? I thought the pharaohs, I breathe their air. Got Cupid's arrows in a hot strip bear. I walk the members as hard as hell. I drowned in teardrops from your wishing well. But I believe in my dreams I'm better off. And then it seems I close my eyes. There's more to see, cause what's the use when you're not with me? I dreamt of falling without a net. I dreamt of running, scared half to death. Hear mama calling, hey, I ain't done yet. The sun is shining on my sleepy head. But I believe in my dreams I'm better off. And then it seems I close my eyes. There's more to see, cause what's the use when you're not with me? Touched her wings, she told me love is a precious thing. I thought of women, I thought of sin. It's just a game that losers win. But I believe in my dreams I'm better off. And then it seems I close my eyes. There's more to see, cause what's the use when you're not with me?
And that was I Believe in My Dreams by Leon Ladenbach. For a deeper listen into his music, you can visit the website www.leonlive.com for ticket information, as well as a series of blues meditations concerning the Headwaters Blues Opry, open this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, at the Pioneer Place Theater. Please visit the Pioneer Place on 5th website at www.pp5.com. This broadcast is also available as a podcast on our website at kvsc.org. And this has been Jeff Carmack and the Crispy Critics program for today, where I'm asking you to go support live music, because it needs you just as much as you need it. This report was made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and was produced by KVSC, a proud member of Independent Public Radio.
It's all over but the waiting, they're boating by. too. Feel the ground shaking through the soles of my shoes.